The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutson. You are so lucky because you live here in the Atlanta area. Wherever you are, you know that Mark Lloyd is not only your national Financial Symphony maestro, but he's your local Financial Symphony guy here as well. And Mark is the go-to guy when it comes to anything having to do with your money, particularly your retirement money. And Mark Lloyd, of course, the founder and the principal at the Lloyd Group in Atlanta. There's the Lloyd Group, Lloyd Advisory Services, Lloyd Learning Center, locations all over the place, convenient for you to come in and have a conversation with the wonderful team at the Lloyd Group about your situation. Now, if you are nearing retirement, if you're what we call the red zone, the years leading up to your retirement, then this is an ideal call you need to make. This phone call right here, this phone number, 800-749-4288, 800-749-4288. That'll put you in touch with the Lloyd Group. That is your Financial Symphony number, 800-749-4288. Call that number and get on the calendar and then come in for a conversation. A no obligation, no cost, very casual, but very informative conversation in one of the offices, 800-749-4288. Mark, you know, we talk about a lot of interesting things on this show today, and as Americans, we own so much stuff. We're kind of living in a material world, like Madonna
like
said
Madonna.
A long time ago. You know, we own a lot of stuff, and there's now an entire industry of decluttering specialists who help you get organized in your home, get rid of things you don't need, and create systems to keep you organized moving forward. Now, I personally have not had the nerve to have one of these people come into my house and do this.
No,
for me.
I am the decluttering specialist in my own home.
Oh, is that right? If you don't use it, you throw it out, right?
We spring clean. That's right.
Oh,
we spring
good.
Clean.
Well, I thought maybe, you know, there is that need to clean up or at least get organized every now and then. I thought maybe we could apply that same logic to your financial life. When you're decluttering your home, the closets are often the worst culprits. So let's talk about the financial closet on today's show. How is someone's financial life like a closet?
That's interesting. You know, just like in your closets in your home, everyone has a different level of organization also in their financial lives.
Sure.
Some people have everything perfectly in place. They're very, very organized, and, you know, they know exactly where everything is. Other people, things are just kind of invested all over the place. And, you know, sometimes when folks come into our office, you know, they have a lot of accounts. And they, one of the things that we ask you to bring is just bring all your statements. Mm-hmm. Bring your statements. Let me take a look at them. And then when we sit there and we analyze them, we see that there's a lot of stuff at all different locations. And, you know, you've heard me say many times, Ron, you know, we don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't put your eggs in one basket, right?
Sure. Absolutely.
But
Absolutely.
That doesn't mean different baskets with the same stuff in it. It's not like we take a dozen eggs and we're putting three eggs of the same stuff in every basket. When we say don't put your eggs in one basket, we're talking about diversifying. So, you know, sometimes in our financial life, we don't have things organized, and that's something that we need to do. And really, there's no better time to do it than now because it's, you know, we're in the middle of tax season, and it makes sense while you're getting all your 1099s and getting all of your statements together, it's a good time to get organized.
Mm-hmm. It's always overwhelming to start the process of cleaning and organizing a closet, and for most people, it's probably no different when it comes to getting organized financially. I absolutely hate having to rearrange my closet. How can somebody even begin to start organizing their financial life?
Exactly, like we just said, just get all of your current account statements. You know, determine what your balances are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's managing what? You know, do you have five different, you know, investment accounts at five different locations? Get all of that together. You know, get your tax returns together too. Not only the one you're preparing now, but last year's tax return. You know, any insurance policies out there. How much life insurance do you have on each life? You know, other insurance policies you may have purchased. We talk about long-term care insurance sometimes. Maybe you've done that. Get it all centrally located. Organize everything so that you know exactly where things are yourself, but also to make it easier when you sit down with a financial professional.
Now, once you've taken that first step and you've gotten all those items out of their hiding places and organized them a bit, what are some other tips that you'd recommend for organizing your financial closet?
Well, that's real easy. You know how in our, and I don't know about you, Ron, but in my closet, and I don't think I have, was it OCD? Is that what it's called?
Obsessive right? Compulsive disorder?
Is that where you put things all in certain ways?
Oh, I guess so, if you're really extreme about it.
Yeah. I'm not extreme, but I am organized. I mean, like I have all my white shirts with my white shirts, and I have my blue shirts with my blue shirts. I got them everything color organized.
Wow.
Is that pretty excessive?
I'd like to come in your closet and put a plaid shirt right in the middle of all those ones. It would drive you crazy.
You know, but I have everything organized. Well, in your investments, do that. You know, just as you might hang all the same color in your closet, you should organize your financial holdings by risk level. So all your bank stuff should be in one organized stack. All of your IRAs and retirement accounts should be in another organized stack, and some of your investments maybe in the market or something like that after tax, maybe that be in an organized stack.
Okay. Well, I guess I got a couple of other questions I want to ask you about decluttering in a moment here, but I want to remind everybody how to get in touch with you and your team at the Lloyd Group. It's 800-749-4288, 800-749-4288. Wherever you are in the Atlanta area, call that number. It's toll-free. Get on the calendar, and the calendar does fill up fast, so go ahead and call right now. Don't put it off. 800-749-4288. I guess a couple of questions you need to ask yourself as you're arranging these things, like the blue shirts and all that kind of thing. Do your accounts match your goals? And also, should you be changing strategies for different sessions or different seasons of your life?
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very important to get organized. Another thing that's overlooked a lot is knowing exactly how much you're spending. So a monthly budget is critical as well, Ron. You know, putting things on paper. And it's kind of depressing sometimes because it really uncovers what you're really spending. But you really need to know that, because the last thing you want to have happen is get ready to retire and you think you're spending a certain amount of money because you're just adding up the bills in your head. But that's not what you're spending, all you're spending on. You're spending other monies too. Mm-hmm. If you're going out for any kind of entertainment, going out to dinner. I mean, it's not cheap to go out to dinner anymore, Ron. It's expensive. You know, it doesn't take long to drop, 30, 40, 50 bucks at going out to dinner.
Oh, easy. That's nothing, yeah.
That's nothing. And so it's kind of like you got to have that into the budget. You got to make sure that, do your accounts match your goals? How many times have people gotten dressed, in their, take clothes out of their closet just to realize that, I thought that was navy blue pants. They're black.
Or wearing one blue sock and a black sock.
Oh, that is even worse.
I've done that.
If we don't have our socks matching, But at a glance, the difference between blue and black socks might not be that obvious. But in the same way, a bad financial decision might not be obvious to you if you're a financial rookie, and you could easily end up with a plan that isn't going to accomplish your goals. That's why when folks come in and they have a stress test performed on their portfolio or just have an overall analysis done, we're able to uncover that. Is there a bad apple in there and you didn't know it, but you really need to fix it? Because you don't want it to, derail what you're trying to do in your total retirement plan. You need to know that. And that's what we enjoy, uncovering that kind of stuff to help people, because we don't want to see them go into retirement with mistakes like that. You mentioned earlier, Ron, changing strategies for different seasons of your life. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Just as you rotate seasonal clothing in and out of your closet, we got our winter clothes, we got our spring clothes, and even down to the color, what colors I wear in the fall, what colors I wear in the spring, mm-hmm. You should also rotate your strategies in your portfolio once they are no longer serve what you need or what you're doing moving forward. Such as we talk about when you get into the retirement red zone, that 5 years, we're out 5 years or so out from retirement. You need to have a financial roadmap performed. What I'm talking about an income plan. You need to have a comprehensive plan that tells us exactly where you are and if you're going to make it through retirement without worry. If you got to have that. You need that before you even think about retiring. It's so important because, you know, financial calculators on websites, that they don't cut it. They don't uncover everything. They don't uncover inflation and the taxes and inflation on things that are fixed and inflation on things that are not fixed. They don't cover health care. They don't cover all those what ifs. You know, the best plan, you know, the best plan on the planet when it's all said and done, Ron, are plans that fix all the things that are wrong, but more importantly, all the what ifs.
Yeah.
They fix all the what ifs. What if this happens? What if that happens? You prepare for the worst and hope for the best, but you got to have all of your bases covered. Even if you don't need it, you got to have it because you once you retire and there's no more paycheck and it's like we've had permanent unemployment from that point forward, we can't make mistakes. We can't blow this. We can't mess up. That can be something as getting the risk under control. It could be something like how to create income. And that's what I love about what we do because we take the time to not only uncover what might be wrong, but we get you organized too. We get things down in writing. We get it on paper so that you can have a plan in place. You have you can see it, and it's amendable. We can modify it based on needs that you have, based on situations that happen in your family. We can, you know, make some adjustments when needed. And based on what's going on globally, economically, you know, politically, we're going to be making changes and adjustments. And that's what you're looking for when you're working with the right firm. So for all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, we're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation.
800-749-4288. 800-749-4288. That, of course, is a toll-free call that'll put you directly in touch with the Lloyd Group. Leave your contact information, and you can arrange an appointment and come in for a conversation. That's all it is. You're not going to be obligated to do anything. It's not going to cost you a penny. Just come in for a conversation about your situation because everybody is different. 800-749-4288. 800-749-4288. You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and my name is Ron Stutz, and you have the benefit of the wisdom of all these years from Mark Lloyd, your Financial Symphony maestro. And we'll have more coming up on today's show right after this.
Prior to a performance, it's essential that all musicians get in tune. Without proper tuning, the performance will suffer and the sound will... It won't be music to your ears. Tuning in the financial world is equally important. Make sure your financial plan is pitch perfect by calling today. Come visit with your financial maestro, Mark Lloyd, serving the Atlanta area. Call 800-749-4288. 800-749-4288.
Time to get connected with the musical connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
Mark, you know, you and I always have fun making a connection between the musical world and the financial world. You want to talk about the birds?
As in the ones that fly or the, yeah. or the band?
The band. B-Y-R-D. Okay. Yeah.
We're going back to yesteryear, back to the 60s, huh?
The birds sang that classic song, Turn, Turn, Turn. And it's always been one of my favorites. It's just an amazing song. In the financial world, you know, there's a big connection there because the song says, there's a time for everything. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap. In the financial world, there's a time for everything as well. And this ties in perfectly with that song, I think.
Absolutely. When should I take risks? Should we be in the market now? I've been on the sidelines. So a time to take risks, a time to be safe. For market timers, they find it to be challenging to know exactly when to get in. You know, I had a lot of listeners who came in from the show and said that right before the election, they went safe. They got scared. And they thought, oh, no. If Hillary gets elected, oh, no. If Donald gets elected, oh, no. They got nervous. And then they missed a huge run-up in the market between the election day and the end of the year to the point of hitting all-time records, right?
Right. Exactly.
And the Dow last week, you know, hitting over 20,000, right? So they missed out on some of this because they've been on the sidelines. They thought it was a time to be safe, but it actually was a time to be in the market. Mm-hmm. So we've always said on this show forever that the stock market is one of the greatest wealth creation tools on the planet. But you've got to be in, you know, moderation. If you're retired or soon to be retired, it's not a time to be risky. But it doesn't mean that we need to be in cash and be super safe. We need to have moderation. And here's the good news. There are different styles of investing. There are, you know, that are income related. There's different styles of investing that have protected principal from the market losses, from market losses. But if the market goes up, I capture some of those gains. There's other styles of investing where you have 15 to 20 money managers that are managing the risk and volatility. You're not putting all of your eggs in one basket. You've got 10 to 15 pieces of pie, and by having the right allocation, you can manage the risk, but you can still get good growth. Yeah. So there's a time to take risks. There's a time to be safe. How about this one?
Yeah.
A time to defer taxes, a time to pay taxes. As we're growing our money, especially if we're younger, you know, if many of us are putting deposits into a 401k. Well, we are deferring taxes. We're getting a write-off on the deposit, on our tax return, but that interest that's accruing is deferred. We know that we've got to pay income tax on that eventually. When is that? 70 and a half. If we haven't already started spending the money, we have to take out something called a required minimum distribution if we have an IRA. Or if we're retired and we still have a 401k, that has to have a required minimum distribution too. If we fail to take that out at 70 and a half, we're paying a 50% tax penalty. 50, folks. The IRS is not, you know, fooling around with this. Because they know you've been deferring all these taxes. Now it's time to pay the taxes. You know, well, one thing that we try to do with all the financial maestros here is we try to put a plan together that's very tax efficient. Here's another one for you, Ron. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
A time to keep money in cash, a time to minimize your assets in cash.
Makes perfect
sense.
So,
you know, you've heard that phrase, cash is king.
Mm-hmm.
Cash is king when you're buying something and you're not financing something in most cases. But cash isn't king if that's your investing philosophy. Because even though we've seen the Feds raise interest rates a quarter of a point here, a quarter of a point there, they're still very low and they're not beating inflation. We say here on the Financial Symphony, you're losing money safely if cash is your solution. Now, it doesn't mean we need to have some cash. I call that a rainy day bucket. Somewhere around 3 to 6 months of our monthly expenses need to be in a bucket that we can get our hands on without any problem. That's obvious. But to have our investing philosophy in cash, folks, you're missing out. There's opportunities here. There's opportunities where we could take the cash and still have zero risk in the market. If the market plummets, we don't lose a dime. But if the market gains, we're capturing part of those gains. And there's some excellent returns. If we go back and look at history, there's some excellent returns that some of those programs and products have given our clients. You need to learn about that. Here's another one for you, Ron.
Okay.
A time to buy stock, a time to sell stock.
Mm-hmm.
What is the worst thing an investor can do is to sell stock when the market drops and buy stock when the market's high.
Mm-hmm.
That is the opposite of prudent investing. But unfortunately, things like fear, things like greed, things like impatience, things that maybe sleepless nights out here that force us to make bad decisions. And we don't need to be doing that. What we need to have is we need to have a plan in place that literally buys when it's dropping. We want to buy. And even though you might think, well, the market is dropping. Well, that's okay. The market's on sale. I mean, you wouldn't hesitate if you could get, maybe some of your favorite clothes or maybe there's a car that you really want and the dealership is being real aggressive and they got a heck of a sale on it. You'll take advantage of it. You'll buy stuff on sale. But, when it comes to our money, that's the same thing. We need to be buying while it's on sale, while it's dropped. So you need to have a plan that actively and aggressively rebalances the portfolio. Buy on the dip, sell on the highs. Folks, you make more money in the long run. First of all, it's discipline. And second of all, it is prudent investing. That's how the rich get richer. They buy when it's on sale and they sell when it's higher. You need to have a plan that automatically does that. And one more for you, Ron.
Yeah. Okay.
A time to think about the long term and a time to think about tomorrow. That's the way it is in investing. Investing is long term, folks. But let's assume that you're in what we call the retirement red zone. You're within 5 to 10 years of retirement. Have you had your portfolio stress tested? Do you know right now, without a shadow of a doubt, you know exactly that you're going to be able to make it through retirement without the fear of running out of money? Do you know what could happen to your portfolio if you, or if you're married, your spouse has a healthcare problem? Do you have a tax-efficient plan right now to minimize the tax hit? Because, folks, probably the taxes are definitely going to go higher eventually. We're adding $1 trillion to the national debt. Go look up national debt clock and see the national debt just ticking. $20 trillion, they're adding $1 trillion a year. Somebody's got to pay for that. Do you have a plan that looks at all those issues and say, I want to be as efficient as I can be. I want to make sure that retirement is stress-free. I can sleep at night and I don't have a worry in the world. All you got to do, folks, is just give us a call and we'll run a complimentary report for you and show you exactly where you stand. It is so valuable for you to have this information. So here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy to understand one page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-749-4288. Once again, 800-749-4288.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, Your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan. Come visit with your financial maestro, Mark Lloyd, serving the Atlanta area. Call 800-749-4288. 800-749-4288.
It's time for the Financial Symphony's greatest hits. She told me to rock and
slide, told in lay. Yeah, you really got me now.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and we appreciate your being with us. Every week on this show, we talk about your money, your retirement planning. And Mark, I thought maybe you could tell us a story of somebody who was so conservative with all the people that you've worked with over the years. Someone came in and they were so conservative that they were terrified to do anything with their money except put it in cash. How did you help that person?
Well, that's a great question. And I tell you, we do run into this a lot. We do run into folks who have been on the sidelines in cash, or maybe in their 401k, they're only in stable value, earning 1% or 2% interest. It's sad. Or maybe they just have CDs or IRAs at the bank earning a tenth of a percent of interest. And, you know, they're just nervous. They just don't like the stock market. You know, folks, that's okay. Depending upon where you're at, there are alternatives out here that we could look at that are not heavily weighted in the stock market. Because the last thing we want to do as your trusted financial advisor is to, you know, ram a square peg in a round hole, try to convince you to do something that is not right for you, that you would just lose sleep over. That's the last thing we want to do. Matter of fact, when we talk to folks, we get a lot of compliments on how we really explain things thoroughly and how we explain the pros and the cons, the advantages and the disadvantages. And we show them exactly what we're talking about when we say risk. And we show them how there are safe alternatives out here. Why is that all important? Because one thing that's going to happen, folks, if you're not seeing it now, it's coming down the road. Trust me on this. Cost of living is going to be higher. We're going to have inflation. And once you do retire, age 60, 65, even maybe 70, it doesn't mean we're going to just go off and die somewhere. We're living another stage of our life. We're living the back 40. We're the back the second half of our life in some cases. And on the second half, we want to be able to enjoy the fruits of our labor. Well, that all costs money. And if cost of living goes up, we got to get enough interest out of the investments to be able to sustain you for the rest of your life, higher income, higher cost of living, so that you don't have to worry about running out of money. And it's not going to get done sitting in a bank somewhere earning nothing. That's why you got to look at some safer alternatives, some that have zero risk, some that has a little bit of risk. But one thing I feel we do very, very well as a firm, very, very well, we know how to manage risk efficiently. Heck, we've been doing this for so long. We've been through two major crashes. You know, the market doesn't grow like a tree. It doesn't grow to heaven. It's going to come down. We know that. So when the market takes a dip, you've got to be ready for it. But you can't be ready for it unless you know what are your alternative strategies that are out here that might make sense for you. So if you want to take the opportunity and learn how they work and if it could benefit you, it's real simple. Just pick up the phone. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your tax taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-749-4288. Once again, 800-749-4288.
Pete Townsend has smashed more than 90 guitars in his WHO career, including at least 23 Fender Stratocasters, 12 Gibson Les Pauls, and 21 Gibson SGs. And our local financial maestros all around the country have smashed the fees in hundreds of portfolios to save their clients thousands of dollars. Keep listening to the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz again with Mark Lloyd, your local and your national Financial Symphony maestro. Mark, it's always fun doing this show with you. I know the things are really hopping this time of the year at the Lloyd Group, and you are so incredibly busy, but you've always got room for more folks, right?
Yeah, and one thing we love doing is educating the community. So that's why we have the Lloyd Advisory Learning Center, not only in our home office in Suwannee, but also one in Roswell, too. And we have educational classes every month there to be able to, you know, educate you, the listener. We don't charge anything for it. You're always welcome to come. It's just a matter of, you know, knowing our dates. You can go to our website, you know, thelloydgroupinc.com. You also can go to iTunes, and you can listen to some of our previous shows under the Lloyd Group Financial Symphonies podcast that is on iTunes. So look that up if you'd like to. And you know, we're here to help educate the community. That's just two ways, whether through our podcast or whether through our educational classes that we're doing for our listeners every month, that you could take advantage and learn. That's what we're here to do, help give you that valuable information to get you through retirement, get you to retirement.
If you're interested in any of those benefits that you're talking about, you can go to the website and find out more. But the most immediate way you can find out more is by calling the number 800-749-4288. That's 800-749-4288. Just call that number and you can make an appointment, and you can come in and sit down face to face with a member of the team at the Lloyd Group and get your situation straightened out, get it arranged, find out exactly where you are, how you're going to get where you need to go. 800-749-4288. Mark, I know that you certainly know enough about this to talk about it. There are common mistakes that people make with their money. I know you've seen just about all of them. So why don't I name a common mistake that people make, and you tell us all why it's a mistake, and maybe you can tell us a little story to illustrate each one.
Okay.
Some people ignore the future tax implications of their retirement savings. They don't even think about that.
Well, you need to. I mean, you know, we're sitting, I call it a ticking tax time bomb. I can't take credit for that line. I mean, there was a book written by Ed Slott several years ago, New York Times best-selling book, The Retirement Tax Time Bomb. And, you know, when you read that, I mean, it really hits home because, you know, we're sitting here with trillions of dollars of pre-tax money in our 401ks and our IRAs. And we're sitting here right now with a debt clock that is approaching $20 trillion. And we're adding $1 trillion worth of debt to our national debt every year. I mean, it's pretty basic. Either we've got to figure out, I mean, yeah, if we get more jobs or higher income paying jobs, that's going to help some. But the runaway spending that the country, you know, it's like a big cruise ship. It can't turn around overnight.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so even if you've got an administration trying to save a few billion here and a few billion there, it's not enough. I mean, it's like we talked about on an earlier segment, a rolling snowball, runaway snowball, you know?
Yep.
That's our debt. So is there going to be higher taxes? Probably. So that has to be factored into your plan. I had one gentleman who he did not realize that he had over $1 million in his IRA, about close to $1.5 million in his IRA, and he just turned 70 and a half.
Oh.
And he had to take out a certain amount of money. It was over $50,000 a year, and he's like, I don't need it. Let me leave it there. I said, no. You can't. You're 70 and a half. You've got to take it out or it's a 50% tax penalty. The IRS has got their hand out right now. Uncle Sam has his hand out wanting you to grease his palm, and that's with taxes. So we had to factor that into his budget, you know, that he was going to have to pay taxes on that. He didn't need it, but they don't care.
Yeah,
on a lot of the pre-tax money out here, you've got to, you know, when you owe the tax, you got to pay it.
There are other common money mistakes, such as starting Social Security too early.
So if if normal Social Security age for you is 66 or 67, and you turn it on at age 62, you're getting a 25% cut. And if you have to go back to work or want to continue to work, you have a certain limit of how much you can earn from 62 to 66. And if you go over that limit, for every $2 over that limit, they're taking a dollar back off the Social Security check. So you're being penalized. So it's very, very important to optimize when is the right time to turn on Social Security. Now, I am kind of seeing a theme. I'm seeing people really working longer nowadays, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody, but some folks are working longer. And sometimes it makes sense to maybe turn on Social Security a year later, because you get 67, you get an 8% bump, or 69, you get another 8% bump. You know, that goes all the way up to age 70. You get another 8% bump, and it might make sense to delay. Now, if you have, you know, a lot of sickness in your life, or maybe you don't have those genes that you know, family members have lived a long time, you don't have longevity genes, then maybe it doesn't make sense to do that. But, you know, what I love doing for our folks is to sit down and crunch the numbers, put it all into the software, and say, look, you know, the software is telling us that the optimal time for you to turn on your Social Security is really 67 and 4 months, or 68 and 3 months. It tells us exactly down to the month, based on their situation, their particular situation, when is the best time to turn it on. And maybe sometimes it does make sense to turn it on early, but it's based on your situation. And the only way you're going to know that is if you have a report performed on you personally.
Yeah, to know the answers to those questions, you got to come in and have that conversation. And the number to call to make that happen is 800-749-4288. That is your toll-free Financial Symphony number, 800-749-4288. Mark Lloyd and the outstanding group of folks at the Lloyd Group will help you. But first, you got to reach out with that phone call, 800-749-4288. We're talking about common mistakes that people make with their money. And some folks, when it comes to their investments, they focus on returns instead of income streams. And that can be a big mistake, too.
Oh, that's huge. That is, or as our president would say, that's huge. Focusing on returns instead of income. And that kind of goes hand in hand with another one, Ron, being too aggressive or too conservative.
Okay.
Because returns, you know, we think that the more aggressive we are, the higher the returns are. And it's supposed to work that way. You know, the market's not our enemy. Risk is not our enemy. But the problem is volatility is when you get closer to retirement. The worst thing we could do is have too much money aggressively invested and be retired and thinking that the returns is what we're going to live off of. Because the more risk we have, the bigger the volatility is, the bigger the, put it down in simple terms, the bigger the roller coaster is. And if we need income, the worst thing we could do is draw a monthly check off of an account that is going up and down like a roller coaster. So if your 401k goes up and down and you're like, hey, I'm a disciplined investor. I'm in it for the long haul. I don't worry about all that. Well, if you're retired and you're drawing income from that, that's the fastest way to run out of money, folks. That's why it's so important that, you know, we talk about having different buckets of money, having some money that's still invested like that. Not maybe not aggressive, but, you know, you're investing for growth. But there's also important, it's important to have money invested so that you can draw cash flow. It is about income. It's about income to supplement the check that you lost. And that's important to know the difference. And one thing that we do for our folks is that we'll ask you some elementary questions. It's not hard to understand. And we will ask you some questions about how, you know, about how much risk you can tolerate. And we do it in a really fun way where our clients kind of have a, you know, they kind of enjoy answering the questions. But what it's doing, Ron, it's literally giving me an idea of what is comfortable for our listeners and what's comfortable for the people who come in here.
Yeah, when they
because
come
the
in.
Last thing I, yeah, the yeah. last thing I want to do is make a recommendation and be the wrong recommendation based on their based on their comfort level, because they won't be happy. They'll lose sleep over it.
And when you come in for that initial visit, it's really kind of a getting to know you session. They get to know you, but you also get to know them, and then you can help them a lot better. You know, I know a serious mistake that a lot of people make with their money is they take advice from friends and family. Maybe they do what their brother-in-law said he did, that kind of thing, and that can get you in a whole heap of trouble.
Well, absolutely. Unless they have a finance degree and they're sitting there studying the markets every day, no offense. They could be really, you know, they could maybe do some things very well, and you kind of have some trust and faith in them. But, you know, if you're talking about your financial future, I mean, it's important that you're working with someone who is looking at this every day, every day. And that family member has their own life to lead. You need someone who's looking at the markets on a daily basis. Not meaning there's going to be changes made, but someone overseeing it. And it's important that that person is someone that you're comfortable with, that you trust, that can communicate very well, and that knows your situation. That's another thing I get upset about brokerage firms. How many times, if you're listening out here today, how many times have you gone into your local bank or maybe gone to a brokerage firm and you felt like you had a connection with somebody, and then they're gone. They move on.
Yeah.
And then you got to start all over with a new person. You got to tell them your story. And you got to hope that they care about you like the last person cared about you. And you know how you feel. You really know you feel uneasy about it. But you haven't taken the time to sit there and say, maybe I need to look in a different direction where I can get one person that I really like, that knows my situation, and I know they know what's going on. I know that they're educated. I know that they know what's happening, and I can trust them. That's what you got to be looking for. And unfortunately, you know, friends and family, as much as they want to, you know, I can tell you, the friends aren't going to tell you about their bad situation. They'll tell you about the hot stock they bought. They're not going to tell you about the five that didn't perform very well.
Because it makes them look good.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, another common money mistake that a lot of folks make is not recognizing how expenses change in retirement. A lot of folks think, you know, it's going to be cheaper for me to live in retirement, and that's not necessarily so.
Oh, absolutely. You know, one thing we do is we sit down again, we look at budgets. We look, you know, we even have a little questionnaire we can give you that would help you put that budget together, a little template for you. We look at that. We add an inflation into it. We think about all the expenses you haven't thought about, because we've been doing this for over 25 years. We know what our clients, what unexpected expenses. We call that miscellaneous. And when miscellaneous strikes,
really?
You know, you got to have that factored into your budget, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And your spending's going to change. In the beginning phase of your retirement, there's going to be a lot of more activities and fun things and vacations and visiting family and hobbies. And when you get a little bit older, you're going to change where your expenses are, but you're still going to have them. And you need to work with someone who has worked with folks that age demographic and have seen those changes happen in their lives so that they can better prepare you for when the changes happen to you.
Okay. One more I want to ask you about here, and this is the fact that there is so much information and so much misinformation out there. Sometimes you don't know what's accurate and what's not. These are common money mistakes that people make. You can get, from all the information overload that is out there, you can get paralysis by analysis, which means you don't do anything.
And one thing we try to do to avoid that for you folks, have you ever walked into an investment advisor or broker and you just sat there and you were numb? You were like in a fog. You're like, I don't understand a thing that person's saying. I mean, they're talking way over my head.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to impress me by talking in terms I don't understand. But at the end of the day, you need to understand it. It's your money we're talking about here. It's not, you know, can we do that? Absolutely. We know all the financial jargon. We know what's going on and all the technical terms that are used in our world, in the financial world. But that's not plain talk. That's not speaking, you know, in a way where you can understand it. No, we don't do that. What we do is we explain it where you can understand it. I even had one of the biggest compliments last week from a couple who came in. And when she came in, the husband came in first, and then the wife came in, you know, this on the next visit. And I asked her, I said, how much of this information would you like me to share that I shared with your husband the time before? And she says, I really don't like it. I don't like sharing. I don't like talking about this. I just get it. My head becomes like, you know, spinning, and I just block it out.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest compliment I got that after our meeting, she says, you know, Mark, you really explained things in a way where I understood them. And I really got a lot out of this meeting. I felt so good about that compliment, how she started the meeting and how she finished. And I never went into technical jargon. I wouldn't do it, but I didn't have to do it. I just talked about things that happen to retirees and how we fix it. That's pretty much the extent of the conversation. But it was done in a way where she understood it, and she said, it was so simple, I feel comfortable. And you know, the thing about it is, if she hadn't taken the time, or her and her husband both, hadn't taken the time to pick up the phone and call us and set up an appointment, she would have never heard the stuff that she needs to fix. She never would have known where she stood. She really would not have understood if she could retire when she wanted to or not. And the good news is, we were able to solve the problem and put together a plan that they're going to be fine. But they had to take that first step. So for all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, we want to offer the Financial Roadmap Review. It's a plan that we call the Financial Roadmap. It shows you a picture of your financial situation. We'll let you know what we think you should be doing based on your goals. The second is a portfolio stress test. And the third thing we'll do that will get you a retirement income plan that projects whether you're okay in retirement based on how much you've saved to date. Take us up on this offer. Again, for all callers who call in the next 15 minutes that have $250,000 saved for retirement, give us a call, 1-800-749-4288. We'll get the Financial Roadmap Review absolutely complimentary in one of our neighborhood offices. It's a tremendous value, 1-800-749-4288. That's 1-800-749-4288. I look forward to helping you.
800-749-4288. That is your number. Call that number right now. Don't wait. 800-749-4288. That's your Financial Symphony number. It'll put you in touch with Mark's office, one of them, Mark Lloyd, of course, of the Lloyd Group in Atlanta. Wherever you are in the area, call this number. It's a free call, 800-749-4288. Then you can come in and sit down and have a conversation about your financial situation, and things will be put in such a way that you can understand them, and you'll feel that when you leave the office, you'll understand what's going on, and you'll be totally comfortable with all the information you've been able to gather. 800-749-4288. Mark, it's been a lot of fun being on the show with you today, and I feel as if you did pretty much what you do every week. You educated a lot of folks, including me, and I certainly appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be able to do it, and we look forward to next week's show as well.
Join us again next time for the next edition of the Financial Symphony.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.